Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP Shir number 37. Highly sensitive people, Shir number 37. We were talking last year about overstimulation, and towards the end of last year, we talked about coping mechanisms of how highly sensitive people deal with overstimulation. And to briefly go through the three major ways that they cope is one is called threat, one is called drive, one is called soothe. Threat mode is the concept of the control of trying to feel safe. When animals fight off predators or growl or puff themselves up to look bigger than they are, they're protecting themselves from a threat. And highly sensitive people may feel that threat even if the threat is not there. And we will get hijacked by it and protect ourselves. That even we said last year, a sarcastic comment from your spouse or anything like that will trigger it. Even though it's not a danger to your life, you'll feel that threat. And self-criticism is part of that mode too. Your body believes that you're in danger based on your own negative thought patterns in yourself. So that's one coping mechanism, to fight back, to be hyper-vigilant, to watch and to look for these threats to protect yourself from this overstimulation. And the second one is drive. Drive also is a system that makes you feel good. It's resources to achieve goals and to do everything you can, to accomplish everything you can. And that also removes that concept of overstimulation, because now you're forcing yourself to focus on specific tasks. The problem with this is you don't learn to let go, and you become obsessed with achieving or having or doing or owning or all these things, and you feel like a failure if you're not doing that. That's powerful. The threat and drive are both very, very proactive, strong things in the toughness myth type of aspect. And we deal with this, but it contributes also to the feelings of overstimulation if we go overboard with those two. Then there is the soothe. Now, when you soothe yourself with unhealthy things, that's escaping. That's not healthy. But when you soothe yourself in a healthy way, to relax, to slow down, to enjoy what you're doing in the present moment, to enjoy the nature, it is extremely pleasurable. It's easiest for us to ignore in this hectic lifestyle we live in. It's very often underutilized or blocked because of previous trauma, like we said, and we have to learn how to activate it. So now we're going to discuss this idea of that Baruch Hashem, if you slip occasionally into this threat mode, it's not dangerous. It won't harm your health. You're overstimulated, then you run to a calm place, an art museum, a quiet room, your stress will go down. So you realize overstimulation is temporary. And with the right techniques, I could acclimate to it. The problem is that a lot of times highly sensitive people are dealing with chronic overstimulation. What does that mean? That means our bodies are constantly plunged into the threat mode. And for example, workplace that's toxic, or you're the main caregiver of your children and the achrayus is all on you, or you are driven, or you could be self-driven to accomplish, even in healthy things like wanting to finish Masechtas and this and that, all these things could overdo it and could create an overstimulation. Fatigue is a sign of chronic stimulation. When you feel tired over time, even though you rested, there's a saying that says it's a kind of tired that sleep can't fix, because you're constantly on the high alert. And you find yourself crying more easily or for no reason at all. You may feel physical symptoms, muscle pains, headaches, digestive issues that have no clear physical cause. And you can recover from this overstimulation by retreating. But if it's chronic, if it's day to day, if it's happening all the time, it's a serious problem. It'll ultimately hurt you. It'll hurt your job performance. It'll hurt your relationships. It'll hurt your mental health. It'll hurt your physical health. And it's very important to do everything we can to seek help and do everything we can to avoid chronic stimulation, chronic overstimulation. What triggers them? There's many, many things that could trigger them. And we have to figure out what it is and try to remove that from our lives as much as possible. The idea being is that it's important to do everything you can to create a lifestyle that works for your sensitivity instead of against it. Now, some people are forced. They have to go to work in certain jobs. They can't afford to quit. They just have to deal with what they have to deal with, and they have to within the matziv to make it easier. But then there are times where you could actually make decisions to move forward and change. And to try to get yourself into a matziv of creating different situations in your life that will be not running the great risk of overstimulation. There's a book she quotes here called The Highly Sensitive Man. Tom Falkenstein is the author. He said as follows. He said, the tendency to become overstimulated can't be completely avoided because it's impossible to steer clear of all potential challenging situations. Be it a visit to a busy supermarket, or your brother's birthday party, or giving a presentation at work, or organizing or booking an next vacation, or upcoming parents' events on how well your kids are doing in school. I would add here all the weddings that you're invited to and all the simchas you have to go to, or other types of things like that. So there's no way that one can totally block out overstimulation all the time. It's part of our life, but we can use these habits and be hypervigilant with ourselves to monitor ourselves, how I'm feeling right now, what thoughts and images come to mind right now, where am I in my body, am I experiencing these emotions, how does my body feel physically. If you feel restless or wound up or distracted or irritated, or you have that desire to cover your ears and eyes, or you have muscle tension or headaches or stomach pains, then you are probably on the verge of overstimulation. And when it hits, you have to take a break. You have to force yourself to take a break. You close a door. You go for a short walk. You step into a restroom. Whatever it takes. You step into a restroom. Walk away. Take a walk in work. Go back to your car for a few minutes. Whatever you need to do. I'm getting overstimulated. I need a break to calm my body down. I need a few minutes to sort my thoughts out, and I'll know what to do. Give yourself permission to take these breaks. They're crucial for interrupting overstimulation. One person said it. Another name for bathroom is refugee. It's healthy, by the way. Victor Miller always used to say that when you do need to go, you take your time. And sometimes it could relax the mind also if you take that time. Sometimes you like we said, you walk, you do different things that you can do. You move your head less around back and forth. It's very interesting. This I didn't know, but it says like this, that let's say you're cooking dinner, okay? It's better to gather everything you need from the cabinet first, all the ingredients, and put it on one place in the counter. So you don't have to flip back and forth, to run for this ingredient, that ingredient. That itself creates a stress, which is very interesting that she mentions this. I never thought of it that way. You comfort yourself like your inner child, like you're a child. You wouldn't have calmed down or stopped crying when you were a baby or a child if your parents shouted at you or criticized you or left you in the room alone. So the parent takes care of the child and comes in the room and soothes the child, and so on and so forth. We need to do that to ourselves. We need to learn to tell ourselves we're not alone. What's wrong? Everything's going to be okay. We have to learn how to self-care with ourselves and comfort ourselves when we get overstimulated, to talk ourselves, the healthy self-talk, to get ourselves to calm down. We also, as sensitive people, tend to spend more time with the emotional brain, versus the cognitive brain. We have two forms of thinking, the emotional way of thinking and the intellectual way of thinking. And when your emotional brain is activated, your thinking brain goes to sleep. Just like when we talked about threat and soothe, they can't be activated at the same time. Same thing over here. So what we need to do sometimes is when we're over-emotional, the emotional overtakes us, to access that cognitive side of our brain, to access that logic. So if, for example, in your brain, your emotion is telling you, your emotion, I botched up that presentation and I made a fool of myself, and your emotions are swirling and you're bashing yourself, you focus and force yourself to access the cognitive logical section of the brain. And you tell yourself, logically, I performed to my personal standards. And my coworkers told me I did a good job. And my boss wouldn't have asked me to lead the presentation in the first place if he or she hadn't believed that I would perform well. And I performed well. So cognitive brain is in charge now. And it could put your feelings into words and it'll activate that part of your brain. When you get over emotional, you talk yourself down with logic. You force yourself to do that even though it's not your nature. Sometimes you need a sanctuary in your home, a private room, or physical comfort. Normally it's a selfish thing, but HSPs need certain degrees of physical comfort, certain pillows that look nice, soft lighting, certain types of furniture, certain types of way the room looks, and the way you organize it. That is healthy for HSP to feel safe, to have a consistent way of comfort in the way their room is arranged, or their room where they could hide in, where there's no clutter, and everything is according to the way to their liking. That would calm them down. That is not a petty thing. It is a very important thing. And of course, setting healthy boundaries, that is a key. Boundaries have holes, so we have to be careful. And sometimes you have to set boundaries. It may sound like these things, like, I can't come to that evening. I can't come to that chasana tonight. I'm sorry. Or I can only stay for 15 minutes. Or you tell people, this doesn't work for me, or I won't be doing that. I'm sorry you're having such a difficult time. I would love to help, but I overcommitted myself. Is there anything else I can do? I know there's an important topic, but I'm not able to talk about it right now. And or I need some alone time here, or I'm tired, I need some rest. These are ways of placing healthy borders when you feel that way. Sometimes it seems embarrassing for a person to have to say that, but it's a sign of strength and maturity, not a sign of weakness to say that. So it's not the emotions that are the problems. The emotions are messengers. Don't be ashamed of powerful emotions. We just have to know how to regulate them. You don't ignore the emotions, but you don't allow them to overstimulate you. You let them go, you let them come. You recognize them as waves. They are meant to come and go, flowing through you in their own time, and it passes by. And sometimes you simply need to learn how to relax, which is very hard, but to learn to access that playful side. Not to be hyper-focused on responsibilities, but to learn to appreciate very much the fun times, or the relaxing times, or just going out for the walk just for the sake of it, or let's just have fun. So when you're overstimulated, your emotions feel overwhelming, and your body may be flooded with anxiety and stress. So it's hard to remember some of these tools that we discussed in this share and in the prior share. It is true that when you're overstimulated, these techniques sometimes go out the window. Right? While it's there. And sometimes all you need to learn how to do is just let it ride the weight of a bit. It'll come, the strong feeling will come, and sometimes overstimulation cannot be avoided. And it's going deep, that's what it is. But then ultimately you'll find ways to access those tools, those borders, the soothing aspects of healthy types of soothing. And activating your cognitive brain, like we said. Move your head less, like you said. Giving yourself calm sensory input. Comfort yourself. All of these techniques can be used to work on regulating that overstimulation that you sometimes feel. Taking a break is a real big one. Bracha v'atzlacha.